Blackstone Audio presents Human Traces by Sebastian Folks. This book bears the following dedication, with love to Arthur. 1. An evening mist, salted by the western sea, was gathering on the low hills, reed-spattered rises running up from the rocks, then back into the gorse and bracken-covered country, and on to the roads that joined the villages, where lamps and candles flickered behind the shutters of the grey stone houses. It was poor country, so poor, remarked the curé, who had recently arrived from Angers, that the stones of the shore called out for God's mercy. With the mist came sputtering rain, made invisible by the extinguished light, as it exploded like flung gravel at the windows, while stronger gusts made the shivering pine trees shed their needles on the dark, sanded earth. Jacques Rebière listened to the sounds from outside as he looked through the window of his bedroom. For a moment, a dim moon allowed him to see clouds foaming in the darkness. The weather reminded him, often, that it was not just he, at 16 years old, who was young, but all mankind, a species that took infant steps on the drifts and faults of the earth. Between the ends of his dirtied fingers, Jacques held a small blade, which, over the course of several days, he had whetted to surgical sharpness. He pulled a candle closer. From downstairs, he could hear the sound of his father's voice in reluctant negotiation. The house was at the top of a narrow street that ran off the main square of St. Agnes. Behind it, the village ended, and there were thick woods, Monsieur Rebière's own property, where Jacques was...